Friday, 7th of May, 2010. The political side of gardening. Bluebells are now firmly in ascendancy, pushing tired, ready rhododendron blooms into second. With wilting yellow daffodils in third, they gave it their best, and not forgetting that first green shoot. That's our political garden for you. My second year planting garden veggies, and I already harbour failures, favourites and fantasies. Gardening is a continuous adventure with little respect for historic measures of success. It's all about the present and governing future elemental uncertainties. Remind you of anything? This year, I wanted to keep my efforts to a minimum. Keep it lean. With one-piece flow, I'd cut out wasteful repetition, potting on here and there. My attempts to focus on value of time meant all 9 vegetables, mostly from seed, would all be sown within one day, survive or die, flourish or fail. Sown in 4-foot drills, parsnip, carrot, spring onion, cauliflower, swede, red onion, peas and Brussels sprout. I lastly added sweet corn at 2 feet intervals around my postage stamp plot. It all took around 3 hours, not including moosey duty. During soil preparation, I inadvertently disturbed a wood mouse nest. And though obliged, time to trap the odd moose loose about the hoose, as pictured, this required Rabbi Burns-like intervention. I may yet rue such care, waking up to nibbled shoots. There they were, swimming in the soil perhaps several days old, who, when born, resemble pink pencil-top rubbers, now teeny-weeny baby elephants by comparison. Survival of these potential orphans depended on common sense and creativity. I cut an open-ended cardboard tube about 7 inches long, added a hole on 2 sides, plugged the bottom with straw to prevent them falling out, and stuffed it with their uncovered bedding topped with hay from last season's hedgehog box. A perfect woodmouse house makeover. Add 5 blind mice, plug top with hay, return to oven. Terra firma, not gas. Buried at 45 degrees, roughly where they'd been unearthed, left the top just below ground level to let moosey smell permeate the air, yet prevent predation or suffocation. I then loosely filled the gap below with hay, then backfilled earth. Sure sign next morning confirmed all was well, with an active burrow heading down the side of the tube. Robert Burns, Tea Moose. Original rendition, complete with English translation. Link provided. This year's blue tits, also known as chickadees or titmice in the US, have recently hatched. Counted at least 6, though there could easily be another 6. My first brood of blackbirds fledged a week ago from my evergreen clematis, and I anticipate another brood will follow soon. Robin's nest also fledging. Please share your garden tales with us. I'll leave you with one last spring-like political thought-provoking rhyme. The cuckoo comes in April, sings a song in May, then in June another tune, and then she flies away. The plucky haggis.